This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This week we are talking to parents about their childcare challenges during the pandemic. Yesterday, KUT's Claire McInerney introduced us to a mother who has been trying to balance working from home and helping her daughters do virtual elementary school. Today, we hear a little more about how she struggled with how to prioritize her kids and keep her job.
The first month of shelter in place wasn't too stressful for Chase D. Anderson. Obviously, a global pandemic and knowing people were dying was scary, but she was told the way to help was to stay home. So she did. Both she and her husband's job slowed down for a few weeks while their respective organizations figured out how to work remotely. Her kids' elementary school work was also relaxed while the school district figured out the same thing. To distract themselves from the scary news of the virus, they spend a lot of time outside.
And the weather was great. We were biking and it was like this little bubble of an idyllic life in the middle of a scary pandemic.
But then school started having more structure, and she and her husband realized one of them needed to constantly help the kids do online learning. Her husband's job was also getting busier and more demanding, so they had a frank conversation. He made more money and could support them all if she quit or lost her job.
So we made the choice that because my husband's earning potential was so much higher than mine, that I would be the one that was primarily responsible for the kids. So every morning he would go up to the attic and he would work in relative privacy, and I would be downstairs with the kids.
Her days were spent getting two young kids on Zoom calls, keeping them on task, trying to take her own video calls, and trying to stay on top of her policy work at the Children's Defense Fund. But her job was taking a back seat because she could barely devote enough time to even write an email. After a few months of this, she hit a wall.
When school was wrapping up and we'd been doing this for a while, there was just some sort of like mental health crisis building in our family. Not like just depression and anxiety feelings, you know? Like, I took a week of vacation, or like staycation, right? Like, I didn't go anywhere. I just didn't work for the first week of June. And I felt like I had like collided with a brick wall in terms of energy. Like, just like all I wanted to do was sleep. Of course I couldn't, because I had to be with the kids, right? But at the end of that week, like ramping back up to work when I started again was just painful.
It was a little easier this summer without school. The girls could play and didn't need a strict schedule. Chasey said they probably watched a little too much TV, but who isn't right now? When she started getting sample schedules from the school district about how e-learning would look this fall, she knew her days would get stressful again. So it was time for her and her husband to have another tough conversation.
I've decided to take a full time off for 3 weeks just at the beginning of the school year. I may extend it for 4 weeks, just we'll see how it goes. And then after that time, I'm going to go back to my boss and be like, okay, this is what my day looks like. This is how many hours I can put in, and I'll do whatever I can. But my priority has to be getting my kids through the school year.
Chasey knows she's in a really privileged position. Her employer is supporting her taking time off and a possible adjusted schedule. They even offered additional paid time off to other working parents. But it is hard for her to wrap her head around not spending as much time on her work, which helps immigrants.
I know how to do my job. I'm good at my job. It's relaxing to do it because I know what I'm doing, right? And there are clear answers, clear steps to take.
And that's huge right now. So much is out of our control. So much is chaotic and scary and unknown. She's going to be walking away from a passion into another unknown situation.
I feel when I'm doing my work, I feel like I'm in control. When I think about last semester trying to help my kids, I ended up crying one time because I couldn't get them on a Zoom meeting. And I ended up like not being able to get her on at the same time that I had postponed a call that I was supposed to be on. And I remember just like crying and being like, I am laughing at myself while I was crying because I'm crying because I couldn't get my kids' Zoom link to work.
There's also a bigger worry at play. Her employer is supporting her taking a step back, so she's not worried about being fired because of this situation. But she is concerned that this will create a domino effect that could end up with her out of a job. The nonprofit gets a lot of grant money, which helps pay her salary. And many of those grants are contingent on meeting certain goals.
If I take too much leave and, you know, my colleagues can't keep the ball rolling enough to meet the grant deliverables that, like, we'll lose grant funding, right? And then how do they keep me?
So she expects she'll be up working late at night when her kids are in bed to try and get bigger projects done. For now, she's not focused on what could happen. First, she needs to get through the first week of virtual school. Claire McInerney, KUT News.